Simon Dinopoulos is online from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You're going to focus in on Brisbane tomorrow, are you?
Yeah, Group 1 racing up there, Andrew. We get a good track. So happy to play up in Brisbane. Hopefully we can find a few winners for the listeners.
All right. Where's the first of your trio?
Yeah, looking at the last three races, keen on the Chris Waller train, Religify race 6, number 1. Gives weight away to his rivals on the weekend, but I still think he is well placed. He obviously didn't handle the heavy track 2 back at Eagle Farm behind Colin Lill and bounced back last start at Doomben over the mile. He was too strong on speed. He goes up in weight, admittedly, on Saturday, 3.5 kilos, but I think he just gets the racer under suit. He's certainly at his best when allowed to let rip in front, which is, I think, obviously from that draw, Hugh Bowman should be able to come across and find the front fairly comfortably. I couldn't find a lot of speed in the race. I think he can dictate from there. He's won 3 or 5 over the mile, and he's placed at both attempts at Doomben. He'll be loving the track improving. Hopefully we do get to a good track on Saturday. I was surprised he didn't come up favourite. I think he's deserved of that. On his best form, he is certainly well placed in this field. There doesn't look to be a lot of depth to it. So hopefully Hugh Bowman can press forward and expect Religify to be really hard to get past. Race 6, number 1, Religify.
Yeah, currently $3.90. That horse I just spoke about, a Bruce Hills, a man of his word, is the favourite at $3.20, but Religify at $3.90. So what do you like in the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara?
Yeah, got to be with the class, Andrew. I think in her time, I think she picked herself, really. I just had a look back through the past runnings of the race, and since 2000, there's been 7 horses who have rated equal or better than in her time going into the Tats Tiara, all of which have run the Quinella, if not won. So Stracani, Avoid Lightning in 2015, Streamer and Red Tracer in 2013, beat it in Yosei in 2011 and Melito in 2010. So I just think when the mares generally have that class edge in this race, they've certainly run well, if not won or run second. So in her time, she was very good, obviously, on speed in the Stradbroke last start when only narrowly edged out. She relished getting back onto a firm track. You go back to her form since November last year on good track. Now, she's either won or run second, with only defeat coming in the Stradbroke. She's certainly a better mare on top of the ground, and she's exploded when she's got out beyond 1,300 metres. So on her performance in the Stradbroke, I think she's going to be very hard to beat. Will be interesting to see if we do get a few scratchings and whether these emergencies get a race.
Yeah.
My True Love and all over Boston Over are the clear speed runners. But if they don't get a run in her time of Bonnie O'Reilly, look to find the front fairly comfortably, they'll come across from their draws. So there's no issue with that wide draw for Josh Parr. He should be able to kick up and maybe hold out Bonnie O'Reilly. Heard you mention Bjorn Baker wants to lead. So just whether Josh wants to hand up, I doubt it, drawn inside her. She'll be able to find the front. If she repeats what she did in the Stradbroke, look, she's going to be very, very hard to beat. And I think her price is more than fair, given she is the class mare on her last start performance. Happy to be within her time. Expect her to be very hard to beat. Race 7, number 3, in her time.
As I say, currently $3.10 with tab fixed odds. And what about this very competitive race? Market's currently suspended in the Healy. What do you like here?
Yeah, with Nathan Exelby with Deploy. I know he goes up in the weights on the weekend, but he's just a winner. He's placed in 12 of 13, and he's in great form. He ran well in the Hortensia first up when he was game behind Quatronic, and then was too good on speed in the Morton Cup, beating Dothraki. As Nathan touched on, I think Dothraki's forgotten how to win. He's certainly scared of the winning post, it seems. He seems to loom up and just can't get past the winner. So got to be with Deploy. Just mapping the race, he looks to get a lovely run. Upstart Pride and all over Boston Over if she does, in fact, run in the last race and doesn't get a run in the Tats Tiara. They look to press forward and hold the front. I think Deploy just comes across and lands in the 1-1 just outside prompt return. I think he's clearly heading in the right direction. I loved his win. I only won narrowly, but he really dug deep late and was actually soft on the line, beating Dothraki there. He goes up 3.5 kilos in the waist, but I think he's still well placed given he is open to further improvement. He's won 5 of his last 6, so got to stick with winners. Will be interesting to see how the track plays on the weekend, but from that barrier, Tim Clark should get in a lovely spot, and I expect him to be hard to beat. Interesting to see what the market does, whether or not he's a drifter. I imagine there will be a fair bit of support for other runners in the race with a lot of differing form lines on Saturday, but happy to be with Deploy. You've got to stick with him, was with him last start, and see no reason to jump off. Race 8, number 2, Deploy.
Yeah, as I say, that market just suspended. It'll be reopened shortly. I'm checking every avenue to see whether there's anything coming out, but I can't find it. If it is, they might be just working on it after Palazzo Publico came out earlier. So it's for Simon Dinopoulos, 6-1, 7-3 and 8-2, all for Doomben. Thanks for your time, Simon. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew. All the best.